Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme now. There's alarm being expressed across the angling world in this country and concern over Inland Fisheries Ireland's proposals for rivers across the country, including here in Kerry. A number of public meetings have taken place in different parts of the country and including here in Kerry as well, over the new proposed conservation limits for 2026 in relation to what anglers are allowed to catch and keep. There's a public consultation process underway at the moment. Just to outline what's being proposed, a reduction in salmon angling bag limits from 10 fish to 3 fish per angler per season, restricted to the period June 1st to the 31st of August. Rivers with an angling harvest option to open as follows. 1, catch and release only from the 1st of January to May 31st in the interest of conserving spring fish. 2, open harvest from the 1st of June to August 31st, subject to angling bag limits of 3 fish per person in total during this period. Once that limit is reached, anglers must practice catch and release only. And 3, catch and release angling only from the 1st September to the end of the season. Catch and release thresholds align with scientific advice according to Inland Fisheries Ireland. Rivers must meet a minimum of 65% of the conservation limit or 17 fry average per 5 minutes of catchment wide electrofishing to qualify for catch and release only angling. And commercial fishing season is to be revised to commence from the 1st of June to July 31st in the interest of conserving spring fish. Well, with me to talk about this is a number of people. I've got Independent Councillor Sam Locke. I've got Corrie O'Flaherty, Secretary of the Loch Lane Anglers Association, and Sean O'Sullivan, who's Chair of the Lone Anglers Association. Good morning to all of you and thanks for joining me. Sam, first of all, look, you've been hearing from your constituents, of course, from anglers, talking about the concern they've had. I know a public meeting has been held. This represents a big reduction, does it? Is that the major concern here?
Well, there are a lot of concerns, Julie. Good morning, first and foremost, and good morning, Kerry. In relation to what restrictions are coming into play there, when we go to our licence facilities to purchase a salmon licence at the start of the year, we get a licence, we get three tags, and we can fish away until those three tags are gone. And in most cases, Jerry, like myself, those three tags are never used because we wouldn't have the fish anyway to tag. The other restrictions that are coming into play will affect a lot of membership there in relation to the live bait, the use of a worm on our rivers. And that being abolished is going to really drawback on the aged population of memberships in the clubs, and there's an outrage feeling there that people of a certain age that would not have the ability health-wise now to spin or fly fish on our rivers, and that will bar them in actual fact from going on the river to fish.
From angling outright?
Yes, outright.
They won't be able to fish.
They wouldn't be able to fish. But the restrictions that are coming into play there with this, the manpower of the inland fisheries there to supervise and look after the river is going to be quite problematic in my view, because we, the anglers, are the watchers and the keepers of the lake and the river, because anything untoward, we report immediately to the inland fisheries and direct bailiffs into that scenario there. But the fact being that we cannot only fish now, and realistically, Jerry, we can only fish for 12 weeks in the year. And paying a licence from January all the way into August, where the end of season comes into play, and you're only allowed 3 tags from June into August, which is only a limited amount of time, weather permitting on top of that, that you would be allowed to take 3 fish from the river, be it a peel or a sour salmon or a sea trout. That is kind of outrageous, and there is flippancy.
Corrie O'Flaherty, can you outline for me what are the changes here? Is Sam right in what he's saying in terms of the way it used to work last year and years previously? How severe are these compared to what came before?
Desperately severe, unfortunately. I'm in my early 80s now, and I'd be one of those people who wouldn't be capable of spinning and fly fishing at my stage of life now. It would limit me totally in my angling ability. And where do I go from there? And on top of everything else, the Nets are still on for next year, and they will take Peel, which are the next year's salmon for spawning. And I don't know. I don't know what's the
rationale for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sean O'Sullivan, you're chair of the Lone Anglers Association. What are the restrictions effectively going to have in your area?
Well, after just seeing the draft regulations for 2026, it's drastic, Jerry, to be honest. As Sam and Corey Wright outlined, it's basically banning worm fishing for the anglers that there's all disciplines and is welcomed on the lawn. Worm fishing, spinning, fly fishing. It's eliminating worm fishing up till the 1st of June. They won't be able to do it going forward. I know there's consultation going. We were in a meeting in Kilmare last Friday evening. We're going to be putting in a submission for account proposals. But to put this into perspective, the lawn has the highest available surplus for harvest in the country, okay? It's 19, over 1,900 fish available for surplus. The majority of rivers under the new regulations are closed in the country.
Yeah.
The Lone is operating with one of the last two legal netting stations in the country, the other being in the Lee. This has to be stopped just to level the playing field going forward. We have to get commercial netting has to be removed going forward. It cannot continue. The species is endangered. If they keep netting them, we're driving it to extinction, okay?
Yeah.
That's a big problem. But I'm not saying...
do you feel anglers are being blamed for problems happening further out to sea? Climate change, overfishing by harvest ships, all those sort of implications. Do you think this is a, let's say, penalising anglers at year level for what's happening?
It is. The salmon have obstacles the whole way from their migratory route, off the Faroe Islands. They're caught as bycatch. They're predated along the way by killer whales, dolphins, etc. There's illegal netting. But getting back to this point in netting, I'm not saying outlaw, Jerry. I'm saying that the nets that have operated legally in the country should not be accommodated going forward. They should be properly compensated, bought out. That'll remove one major obstacle going forward. The second one, and you were on about yesterday on your show about the EPA, the loan during 2025, the EPA identified the loan as one of the top four most polluted countries or rivers in the country. This they put down to urban wastewater. This cannot continue. We're seeing it on the ground. When we go fishing on the lower stretches alone, there's like a sludge on the rocks. We have to light this issue up because that cannot continue going forward. This species is endangered. Unless we tackle the obstacles, once they reach our river, they should be protected. We should allow fishing. People should be able to worm fish for them, spin fish, fly fish, whatever. We can't blame the anglers. We can't hammer the anglers the whole time. Remove the obstacles, protect the fish when they get to the river. Because I want, down the line, we want our members to be able to fish. We want children to be able to go out in the future. And at the moment, I don't know, it's looking, unless we get these obstacles removed, it's touch and go.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Sean. Sam, finally and briefly to you, you're going to continue, obviously, making representations here.
The closing date for the public consultation
is December 20th, so people can have their say if you go to the IFI website. But you're looking for changes, I'd imagine, Sam.
But it's not so much the changes there. Look, I have Deputy Healy Ray is on board here with this as well, and the restrictions coming into play there, as Sean has rightly said, the effect of the nets, those illegal nets that are out 20 miles
illegal
off
nets.
Illegal nets, these will have to be looked at in the context. But when we're trying to keep people active and for their mental health to get out of the house, get out of the town, get onto the countryside, it's going to have a knock-on effect if we're not going to allow our young people to join the club. Number one, will they join the club? There's a waiting list for the Lone Anglers Association that goes on for years. I know Clonkeen, I applied for membership there about 20 years ago, and I'm still waiting to become a member there. That kind of restriction is kind of reading back into a scenario when the landlords had the rights of the rivers, and this has to stop.
Sam, we'll have to leave it there. We'll talk more about this.
Thanks,
we'll hear from the IFI as well on it. 20th of December, the closing date for the public consultation. We'll have more on that. My thanks to Corey O'Flaherty of Loch Lane Anglers, Sean O'Sullivan of the Lone Angler Association, and Councillor Sam Locke.